Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. The Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro begin exactly 1 month from today. So let's talk about some New England athletes who will be participating in those summer games. And to help us do that, we're joined by investigative and enterprise reporter for the sports section of the Boston Globe, Shira Springer. Shira, great to see you.
Good to see you.
So let's start with Shalane Flanagan, the marathon runner from Marblehead. Tell us about her prospects in Rio next month.
Well, she's certainly a medal contender. She was actually just in town running the BAA 10K, which finishes on Charles Street, and she set an American record in the 10K, which is quite unusual when a marathon runner is in the high mileage phase of their training. So think 90, 100 miles a week, and she's running shorter distances in American record time. So that seems to indicate that she could come away with perhaps a gold in Rio, and she would be the first American woman to win gold in the marathon since Joan Benoit Samuelson, another New Englander, did it in 1984 in the inaugural women's marathon.
All right, so that's Shalane Flanagan, not the only name. Tell us about Kayla Harrison. She's the defending gold medalist in judo, right?
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Also from Marblehead.
Yes, ironically, yes, and trains in Wakefield at Jimmy Pedro's judo gym. I was actually lucky enough to see Kayla win her gold medal in London in the 78-kilogram weight class. Phenomenal competitor, but more phenomenal is her personal story. She was 16 years old when she revealed that she had been sexually abused by one of her coaches. Mm. And sort of her whole path to Olympic gold and beyond has been to a sort of a rebuke to that abuse. And also she has now used her gold medal win to have a forum in which she can educate people about childhood sexual abuse and also raise money to help victims of childhood sexual abuse. But she was the first American to win gold in judo in the Olympics, and now she is aiming to become the first two-time gold medal winner, and she will enter the Rio competition ranked number one in the world. Very, very good chances, though her main rival is Brazilian. So we'll see if that is a home field advantage for her main rival or more pressure.
Brazilian obviously will have the hometown crowd on her side there. Okay, one more before I want to talk about some issues down there in Rio. The Newton native and Cambridge resident Gevi Stone, she's a rower. Tell us about her.
Yeah, Gevi actually got out to...
It's Gevi Stone. Sorry about that.
No, and I got out on the water with her on the Charles and watched her practice and was in a launch with her father, Greg, who's her coach. Another local medal contender. She was seventh in the 2012 Olympics, and she has had some performances. She was fourth in the single sculls at the 2015 World Rowing Championships, and she has improved since then. So she is looking to get on the podium in Rio. A real comeback story in some respects. She didn't make the team in 2008, thought about quitting the sport, and went from the bigger boat to the smaller boat to the single scull, and has found her niche there. Another kind of cool fact about Gevi is that both her parents are rowing Olympians, so good genes.
Wow. So it runs in the family.
It does.
And rows in the family.
I was going to say, for a lot of New England Olympians, because Shalane Flanagan's mother was the former world record holder in the women's marathon. So a lot of good New England genes.
So, Shira, I want to ask you about some of the concerns about the coming Olympics. We've heard a lot of talk about concern about the Zika virus. There's the issue of street crime. What are you sort of focused on in terms of the challenges that might show up there in Rio next month?
Personally, I'm a little bit more concerned about the street crime that we're hearing about, the muggings that we hear about. These type of crimes are happening around the venues. There was a group of Spanish sailors that was robbed near the sailing venue. Just recently, a mutilated body washed up on the shore meters from the beach volleyball venue. And on top of that, they had some erosion problems at the beach volleyball venue where they were losing parts of the beach. And so what they decided to do is erect, from what I understand, is a 6-foot sand barrier. And that barrier then became a hiding place for thieves who were mugging tourists as they passed by that sand barrier. So I'm particularly concerned about what seems to be actually a rise in crime. There's already a high crime rate in Rio, but it seems like it's getting higher and higher as the games draw closer and closer.
Well, let's hope that the local organizing officials can take care of that issue. Shira Springer will be there next month. She's an investigative and enterprise reporter for the sports section of the Boston Globe, and we'll be checking in with her about the Olympics, getting hearing directly from Rio from her. So, Shira, we'll look forward to hearing that, and thanks for coming in today.
Should be interesting.
Should be. And that's it for today. Radio Boston's a production of 90.9 WBUR. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.